Two of the three open school board seats are full three-year terms. The candidates running for those seats are incumbent Diane Gubatayo, former school board member David Timmerman, and current Ketchikan-Gateway Borough Assembly member Glenn Thompson. There also is a one-year seat open on the school board. Running for that seat are incumbent Glenn Brown and political newcomer Bill Blankenship. Gubatayo has served 1 year on the school board. She was appointed to the position after a board member resigned. But she served on the board previously and has a background in education.
So if I had to summarize my philosophy in a few words, it would be my dedication to empowering students, to empowering them to be the best they can be and to provide them the best education possible.
Timmerman works in the tourism industry and previously worked as a city harbor master and in commercial fishing. He served on the school board from 2009 through 2016, then took a break. Timmerman says he was a high school dropout, and that experience made him realize the importance of keeping kids in school. Thompson has served on the assembly for two consecutive terms and can't run for re-election because of term limits. He served on that body for two previous terms as well and says public service is important to him. He says establishing a local school funding formula was his greatest achievement on the assembly.
I was proud to have spearheaded the effort because it provided the school district with the means to adequately fund the quality education system we have in Ketchikan and to build healthy reserves for times of uncertainty. And I believe right now there's about $3 million in that fund.
Blankenship has lived in Ketchikan about 2 years. He's a pastor and has worked as a paraprofessional in the local school system. Blankenship says he's passionate about education and providing opportunities for youth. Brown is completing his first term on the school board. He says he looked back on the goals he listed when he campaigned 3 years ago and is happy to say he's made progress on them all. They were improving the relationship between the assembly and school board, maintaining the financial health of the district, and increasing career and technical education opportunities.
And I think we've done that. In the last couple of years, we've had some good things going on the welding side, some of the relationships we've built with the shipyard, and on the maritime front with the Jack Cotant. I'm really looking this coming year to push the relationship between UAS and our district farther on the maritime and fishing front.
The Jack Cotant is the district's fishing boat used for vocational maritime training. Other candidates agreed that more vocational classes would help students who aren't planning to head to college. Thompson added that kids also need to learn work ethics to succeed in any career. School choice is a valued Ketchikan tradition that isn't available in a lot of places down south. For the most part, that tradition is intact. But the school board this past year empowered the superintendent to limit enrollment and direct parents to other schools if classes started getting overcrowded. All the candidates say they support school choice and want to maintain that in Ketchikan, but they also understand the need to limit enrollment in certain cases. Timmerman says the district can't ignore the financial implications and it has to be an option if needed.
When it comes down to money, if you're going to be able to save money, and that's going to help not impact the programs, the curriculums, the actual learning experience and what we're going to give our kids, there's a chance that you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to put in boundaries.
The candidates also were asked to pick one thing the community can do to improve local schools. Most agreed that more parental involvement would make a huge difference. That includes providing input to government and paying attention to what their kids are doing. Here's Blankenship.
What happens so many times is that we don't allow, or we just let the school handle our kids. And you can't do that, because that's why we've had such a decline in this country in so many different places, because the parents are not the ones that are parenting anymore. They're expecting the schools to do it.
The five candidates also talked about Ketchikan's not-so-great scores from the past school year's state standardized tests. They agreed that those scores and other standardized tests are a good guide for the district, but shouldn't be considered the only measure of Ketchikan's public school system. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.